This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's all about the Knicks this morning. Get your calls in after that brutal loss. I somehow, and Boomer seems to agree, am encouraged by the way they played most of this game and still really believe in them winning the series. I believe they're the better team. This sucked. There's no two ways about it. It was awful, but you're not, unless you're the Golden State Warriors or the Chicago Bulls or some of these dynasties that we have seen, you're going to lose some games, and you're going to lose some bad games. And there could be a game in this series where the Knicks get outplayed and they come back, because we just saw that in two games against the Boston Celtics. Yeah.
Well, the Knicks helped them out. There's no question about that. Nesmith was amazing. He was unconscious. But again, you had a call go against or overturned that was a foul against OG Anunoby. You had some poor ball handling by the Knicks late in this game in regulation. And it's frustrating. They handed the opportunity, just like the Celtics handed the opportunity to the Knicks in game one and two. So I'm with you, man. I saw a highly entertaining offensive output game by both teams where they were running up and down the court, which I loved. And then all of a sudden you get these freaking stoppages and it just slows the entire game down and there's no momentum. And I think part of that was what also led to the Knicks' demise in regulation.
Yeah, and if they lose game two, then I'm going to be really worried and concerned. But I don't have that feeling right now.
Listen, it's going seven. We're going to have moments like this. We just got to get through it. We got to talk it through. We got to talk about the mistakes they made. But don't forget some of the great things that they did.
So just before I get back to the Knicks calls, I have it's just mail on my desk this morning, and it's from the Morays family.
Morays.
Andrew and Eric from Colorado, believe it or not.
Nice.
So when you open up these packages, you never know what you're going to get. You know, you could get some sort of...
It's like potluck.
Yeah, I mean, it's some sort of turd in there. You might get something nice. It's really just...
I would say 99.9% of the time, it's something very nice.
Yes, but you never know. So it says, Dear Boomer and Geo and the rest of the morning show crew, I hope this letter finds you well. Recently, my dad and I were cleaning out my grandfather's house in Clark after he passed. While going through everything, we found a newspaper from January 1989.
Oh, God.
Where Boomer is on the front cover of the sports section prior to his Super Bowl appearance. So here it is, January 1989, the Washington Post. Boomer begins to blossom.
Oh, there you go.
How about that, huh? Isn't that pretty cool? Old newspaper. I mean, I was seven when that newspaper came out.
Yes, you were.
Boomer begins to blossom. I thought that was a nice gesture for him to send that in.
I like this part of it. It says, maturity allows super opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Damn right.
He's maturing now. Yeah, this was the paper where I met Mike Wilbon. He was first covering his first assignment for the Washington Post. Was to cover me when I was playing for the University of Maryland Terrapins, covering our football team.
Yeah.
And that's where I met him. So there you go.
They liked you over there at the Washington
Post. And this is written by Michael Wilbon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even look.
Yeah,
that's
see, great.
Yeah. How about that? I mean, that's like a little piece of sports history right there. I mean, you should put that in your office. Hang it up.
Yes. Okay.
What? Why not? I'm serious. Like, that's pretty cool. 1989, written by Michael Wilbon, Washington Post, before the Super Bowl appearance. Like, I would hang on to that. You're not going to throw that out, are you?
No, I'm not going to throw it out. It's very nice that the guy thought to send it to me. It's very sweet of him.
Okay. I was trying to cheer you up today.
I'm cheered up. I'm fine. We got our kickoff the summer tomorrow. Unfortunately, our golf game today at the Conk is not going to happen.
That is right. That is a little bit disappointing.
And by the way, just a real quick thank you to Sean O'Hara for hosting his 15th annual golf tournament yesterday at Trump Bedminster for cystic fibrosis.
Nice.
He's been doing it for 15 years with Bill Squires over there. And I can't say enough about what Sean has done for our community. And I called him yesterday. I said, are we still on? He goes, yeah, we're on. And then right before the golf tournament, he was he said, hey, the linemen are here, but some of the quarterbacks didn't show. And I'm like, I showed.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I showed. And by the way, I played 18 holes. I didn't leave early.
Good. Perfect.
And by the way, right in the middle of the round. And so initially bad intel, but then we got the right intel. Initially, we weren't allowed to play a particular hole over there, Trump Bedminster, because it actually acts as a helipad.
Okay.
And we were told that Marine One was coming in.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know this, but when Marine One travels, it actually travels with two other helicopters that act as decoys. So there's three of them. And they were landing on right in the middle of the golf tournament. And we're all thinking that the president's coming and, you know, this is going to be great. Maybe he's showing up at the dinner tonight because he's been known to do that over at Trump Bedminster. It turns out that we got bad intel initially, and the other intel was that they do these things on a regular basis. They actually practice these landings.
Oh, okay.
He is coming in on Friday. I think he's giving an address to the cadets up at West Point.
All right, nice.
I believe that's the case. So initially bad intel, but standing on the golf course and having the Marine One come in over top of you, like literally where you could touch it.
Very cool.
Was kind of amazing yesterday. So big thank you. Shout out to Sean and everybody yesterday for supporting his tournament. And boy, I'll tell you what, it was a rough day out there, man. I don't think you would have liked it.
No. Yeah, probably not.
It was freezing.
Yeah, I've played freezing golf, but yeah, I'm kind of over it right now. Mo in Whitestone. What's going on, Mo? Oh, boy. Mo, your phone's terrible now.
I'm here, dude.
All right,
sorry,
yeah, go
I was
for
connected
it.
To my phone, my
yeah,
car.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Got me?
Yep,
all
we
right,
got you.
First thing was there was a missed goaltending thing. I think OG took a shot and it got hit off the backboard
yes,
and they never
yes,
called
yep,
it.
Yep, you're right.
And then, more importantly, I'm telling you right now, Gio, I was watching the game and then behind Brunson, I see, is that Fat Joe? And as soon as I saw him, that's when everything went downhill.
Now, wait, hold on, Mo. Hold on, because I went back and forth with someone on X last night about this. Did you see him? Was he sitting next to CC Sabathia?
Yes. Oh, no, yeah. No. Yes, he was.
Yeah, was not Fat Joe.
The Fat Joe look-alike.
It was not. So I did extensive.
Was it like Marine One type of thing where they tried to decoy?
They set a decoy.
They set a decoy in there, yeah.
Mo, that's very funny.
Yes.
But so I they did a close-up on him, and I was 100% sure it wasn't him. And then this guy, Brian Pult, who's the person who called and wants to do a shot with me at the kickoff of the summer because he did a shot with me at Citi Field with me and my mom before Game 6, he's reaching out to me on X, and he's going, it's Fat Joe. And I'm like, it's not Fat Joe. So we did a deep dive into this, and it's one of CC Sabathia's agents, and his name is Sean Pekus, and he looks like Fat Joe, but he's not Fat Joe.
Not Fat Joe.
So it was
but
not
just
Fat
looking
Joe.
Looking like Fat Joe could bring the Fat Joe mojo.
Maybe, yeah, maybe the basketball gods from their view up above thought that it was Fat Joe, because from far away it looked like Fat Joe. I guarantee you that this Sean Pekus going around at the Garden, everybody thought it was Fat Joe. But I don't think Fat Joe was there, but the one sitting next to CC Sabathia on the floor confirmed to not be Fat Joe.
Right, Fat Joe, though, was at Game 6 in which the Knicks won. So
he was.
So we thought that we were over with that.
Yes, we certainly thought so, at least. All right, Clarissa in Middlesex County joins us on the fan. What's going on, Clarissa?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio, my two favorite guys. How are you guys doing?
Thanks, Clarissa. How are you? We're great. What's going on?
Well, so here's kind of something that I was talking about with one of my friends last night, that I'm kind of getting tired of these post-game press conferences, especially after a disappointing loss like that. Like, just seeing Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, like, the look on their faces after these press conferences, like, I don't understand why they do it. Like, we need that time to absorb and digest, like, that loss. Like, why can't they do that for them, too, and just have a press conference the next day?
I'm going to leave this one to Boomer Clarissa, because he's been in this exact situation many times.
And it sucks. It's better when, it's certainly better when you win, but when you lose, it's really tough, because you're trying to explain what just happened in real time. And the reason they want you to do that is they want the raw emotion. They want to see something. They want you to say something. And there have been many athletes in the past that have said all the wrong things at that moment, and then that just goes crazy. So it's a raw kind of a raw emotion moment, which I think that most of us can appreciate, especially those of us who have played, and how difficult it is to stand up there in front of the microphone. That's why you get disgusted when a guy doesn't show up.
Mm.
After, you know, it's easy to show up when you win, but when you lose, like James Harden goes out the back of the locker room and doesn't want to talk, you know, that to me is like spineless.
Yeah, I mean, you see what the golfers are not obligated to do it, but still they should be doing it. You talk about growing the game and all that stuff, and these things there, you know, that we got what's good for the game of golf, and then guys like Rory and Colin Morikawa disappear when things don't go their way. It's just, yeah, I think that sucks.
I'm a little different, you know. If Juan Soto doesn't want to wear the microphone on the field in Yankee Stadium, maybe he's worried about his English, maybe he's worried about, you know, something coming through the mic that's not going to be right. I can understand that. I don't have a problem with him backing out of that. But I do think that you have a responsibility as a professional athlete that the fans want to know. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what happened. And we're so into it.
Yeah.
I have to watch Wally and Allen, you know, in post game. I got to watch them. I got to hear what they have to say and why it happened.
No, of course. And I you know, these guys that run away, I understand that it means a lot to them. But at the same time, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money to entertain us, and we want to hear what you have to say. So
what happened out there today?
We lost, Dave. Good question. Next. Yeah.
See? So as long as you show up and answer the questions, that's all that matters.
We lost, Dave. Good question. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Marv Albert ambushed me after Super Bowl 23.
Man, oh, a man who loves a microphone. Was that after Super Bowl 23, that interview? There's no way. He wouldn't have done that to Boomer after the Super Bowl, did he?
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God is right.
He must have really not liked you.
Yeah.
You guys,
here I am. I grew up. I idolized the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's I never knew that was right after the Super Bowl. I thought that was after a win, the way he was busting your balls about it.
No, that was after the Super Bowl.
Wow. Oh, man. Let's go to Arnie in Fairlawn. What's going on, Arnie?
How you doing? What really drove me crazy last night, you talked about the inbound passing. It was the defense on the inbounds. Mm. Red Holtzman is rolling in his grave. He used to have Phil Jackson with the long arms and legs guarding the inbound passer. We had nobody guarding. Mitch Robinson was in the middle of nowhere laying to Obi Toppin's slam dunk in overtime.
Yeah, that's on Mitchell Robinson. That's 100% on Mitchell Robinson. He knew it. You could see how his body language right after that play happened, that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, like, I understand that we're all frustrated by it, and it should never happen.
Yeah, I mean, and especially when you're talking about this is an issue both ways. I mean, defensively and offensively with inbound of the ball, and the Pacers are more prepared and they're better in those situations. And it came to roost at the worst moments at the end of this game. Eddie found the Marv thing since we're on this. I don't want to get too far away from it. But this was Marv Albert. As Clarissa said, why do these guys have to talk after bad losses? This is after the Super Bowl that Boomer played in. And Marv Albert goes up to him and is busting his balls.
Given the circumstances, I think it's a lot easier to deal with a blowout than it is to lose a game in the last 34 seconds. But, you know, I take my hat off to Joe Montana and the San Francisco 49ers. There's not too many men that can do what he did, especially late in the biggest game of the season. And He's a great quarterback, and it's an indication of why he's going to be a legend when his career's over.
The stats read 11 for 25, 144 yards. What happened? What did San Francisco do?
Well, unfortunately, it just never seemed like we got on track. It seemed like we had third and nine too much. And when you have third and nine and to have to deal with the pass rush that they have, sometimes your passing game is not going to be where you would like it to be.
You got to get.
You know, they did some good things. We moved the ball. We felt very good about where we were moving it in the beginning of the game. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, it just didn't come about for us.
All right, here is that interception. We'll take a look at it. Tell us what occurred here.
Well, it's just what we call a sprint left, and it was an out pattern to Tim McGee. And I guess Romanowski just made a great play because Timmy was open behind him, and Romanowski just jumped up and made a great play. I mean, that's a big league play right there in a big league game, and there's nothing much I can do about that because the guy behind him was open, and you know, sometimes those things are going to happen.
You talk to players in this dressing room, and the one sentence that comes out is to be 34 seconds away from a victory. How that hurts.
You know, it really is incredible. It's a little bit like deja vu when we played them last year, but hey, you know, we still have the best record in the NFL, if that's any consolation, if you really think about it. And our team played magnificently down the stretch. Our defense played extremely well throughout the playoffs. They lost Tim Crumry today. And, you know, the greatest thing about today, Stanford Jennings had a little baby girl yesterday, and he ran back a touchdown. So we're very happy for him. But, you know, overall, we had a great season. I know I can go through all these cliches about
losing. I was going to point that out, yes.
But, you know, this takes all the hoopla out of it.
What went through your mind
when is that line? Is that at the end?
That was incredible. All I could think about when Joe Theismann got hit by Lawrence Taylor, and God, it was just one of those things that you just hope that would never happen to any player, let alone somebody on your own team. And when he went off, I told him we were going to get him the ring. You know, I hope he doesn't make me buy him one now.
Boomer Esiason, always a man who enjoys speaking in a microphone, I must say. That. Thank you for coming on in a difficult situation.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
He handled that great. Did you not?
I don't, you know, whatever.
When you're listening to that, what are you thinking now, all these years later?
I feel like it's a whole nother lifetime.
Yeah. Do you remember the answers to those questions that you gave, or that was all, like, new to you now? Today,
I haven't heard it fully. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. Just ruined my day. Just like the Knicks ruined my night, this now ruins my day. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I even tried to stop it, and Eddie kept going.
He just wouldn't stop it.
like I wanted to hear a little more, and then we kept it going, and I was like, okay, enough. And then, but yeah, that was the end. I mean, Marva, why don't you take a look at this interception?
Here's where you really sucked.
You were 23 seconds away.
By the way, Bill Romanowski, a rookie.
Wow.
In that game. And you know, he had a good rookie year, and he made an unbelievable play on the play. He did. He reached up like this and knocked it up in the air and actually came down with it. I'm like, God damn it.
Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the great players.
Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the great players, Jay. That's right.
All right.
But what you do is you show up, you act professional, and you take the questions as they come.
Damn right. Kenny in Tom's River. What's going on, Kenny?
Yes. Good morning, guys. I just wanted to talk about the game last night. I mean, it was a fantastic comeback by Indy. But at the end, when Halliburton hit that two-point shot, and gave the choke sign. It was premeditated. I thought it was the most classless thing I've ever seen. He imitated Reggie Miller. Mm. I mean, have some class. You're a professional athlete. You're on television, billions of viewers. What's your take on that, guys?
And my take is that he touched the money and he did exactly what Reggie did way back when that ended up costing them the series against the Knicks.
Yeah, and I hope it works out that way as well. I will say, though, that Halliburton, sometimes we say these guys don't have self-awareness. He really thought it was a three. It wasn't. And he said multiple times after the game that if he knew it was a two, he never would have done it. And he was like, thank God it wasn't overtime because that would have looked really bad. So
one thing I will say about Halliburton, at least he remembers Reggie Miller. At least he remembers the history.
Yeah.
He went back and probably saw it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
So I could appreciate the ode to Reggie Miller, who's in the house,
That I can respect because that is like a little bit of like, hey, you used to do this. I'm doing this now.
Sure.
Which I appreciate from that standpoint. But I also know doing that and having that picture plastered in the locker room or in, I don't know if they get playbooks or if they get iPads, you know, when they're watching tape or whatever. But, you know, these guys are close. He and Jalen Brunson are close friends.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know how that, like, if that were Frank Reich that did that to a game, you know, after a game and he and I were playing, I don't know how I would take that.
Well, I'll tell you how you take it. Like, there's, so you play golf all the time with buddies. There are times where somebody says something or does something on the out there that you hate that guy for at least 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't mean that.
No, not you. I'm talking about, like friends of mine that I'll play with.
Like
you,
Wally?
Wally, yeah.
Wally could be a real jerk.
My buddy Sal Graziano could be a real a-hole out there.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that where you're like, you're a friend of mine, but in the next 15 minutes, I want to beat your ass so bad and then stuff it in your face because you're messing with me. But then at the end, you're like, hey, everything's cool. We're
friends. You know, you try to win with class and you try to lose with class. That's kind of the
And some people can't, some people aren't capable of that.
Yes.
You know?
Like
Tyrese Halliburton, apparently. Boomer and Gio.
But, you know, the good thing is, man, it could be deja vu, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere around the practice facility, every corner have that picture up, no matter where you go, on the crapper, everywhere.
You want to come there? You want to come down the lane? You want a nice little layup?
Okay. Yeah,
we'll see you at the bucket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back with some of the moments from last night where things turned, and obviously what the Knicks and the Pacers had to say afterwards. What's up, Jerry?
All right, well, good morning. We heard Kevin Harlan last hour with the highlights from last night, or lowlights, depending upon what side of the aisle you are looking at this from. This is how things sounded in Indiana last night. We will give you the game-tying hoop that we thought was the game winner, if you were watching, or at least they did, on the court before it was reversed. This is Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio.
2-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim! It popped high into the air! Gently through the net.
Yes, it did. It was not the game winner, though, because foot was on the line after they looked at it, and it was a game-tying basket. And so into overtime, you went kind of back and forth a little
bit. By the way, as Gio has been pointing out this morning, Neesmith was unconscious.
Yeah.
That shot right there, the fact that it went up about 15 feet in the air and then came back down through the hoop.
Wasn't a good shot. I mean, his luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of things had to happen for the Pacers, and rightfully so, they made it happen, and the Knicks also fed into it. But, I mean, that shot's ridiculous.
Choke on this, Boomer.
By the way, you know, he takes it down into the lane, realizes Mitchell Robinson is there. I'm not going to be able to get off a shot. And then he goes running out to the three-point line and throws up what I would say would be a prayer.
And it worked.
And then in overtime, a former Knick, the exclamation mark.
Nembhard will play it in, and he'll get it to Toppin, who hands it back to Nembhard. Nembhard flips it back to Toppin, in on the right side with a two-hand slam. The lead is 3 with 15 and 3/10 seconds to play.
And again, Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio. He also had Toppin, one of the bigger baskets that I'm sure that don't get discussed, off the miss. The follow slam in that fourth quarter, too, was a big play in the game. So the Pacers come back from 17 down late in the fourth, beat the Knicks 138-135. More than that, they were 9 down with 58 seconds to go. It was 121-112. And they still come away with the win. Josh Hart, after the game, it's on us.
The intensity of physicality wasn't there offensively. We were playing slower, a little stagnant, and looked like we were playing out loose. So we got to make sure we don't make that mistake again.
No, I think he's talking about finishing the game better.
Yeah, looking at that Obi Toppin dunk off the inbounds, it was Mitchell Robinson and Deuce McBride. Both of them were kind of like caught in no man's land, or Deuce looked like he was... I don't know what he was doing.
And did, that's
so you're
the
just
one
standing there watching the play happen. Are you watching this happen? Yes.
Didn't Bridges foul him too on that
dunk?
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the Al Dukes defense. Are you watching this happen? Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, funny. Here is Jalen Brunson. So Naismith was ridiculous, as we know. 30 points, 8 of 9 from 3, 5 in the 4th, 3 in the final minute. Of the quarter. The second of those 3 was from way out. Brunson knows have to be a little bit better against him.
I mean, yeah. I mean, once he hits 1, you got to be on high alert. And so I got to do a better job of finding him. I think he had like 1 or 2.
Too much space.
Started it off with me in the vicinity and just not able to close the game.
Not at all. Here was Naismith himself. So the ball's just going in.
I was just doing what the team needed of me, you know? I was just letting them fly. I was in a good rhythm. Didn't really realize what I was doing in the moment. I was just trying to win the basketball game.
And that's what the Pacers did. We talked about the choke sign thing with Halliburton last hour. This hour, here he is on TNT, just talking about getting the victory.
Basketball is fun. You know, winning is fun. And, you know, I'm so proud of the resilience of this group. We've shown it all year. We've had to win in so many different random, unique ways. And today we just kept going, kept fighting, and that's fun.
Now on TNT postgame, Draymond Green was there. So Ernie Johnson was talking about the crazy finish, and he says something to the effect of, I cannot believe what I just watched. And Green breaks down, like him or not, he breaks down like the modern day NBA is what we just watched.
We had a game earlier this year, right after the trade, and Jimmy didn't play. We were playing at Utah. They scored 20 points in 2 minutes. That's one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
But that's the pace that guys can score at in this league today. I know there's a lot of complaining about the three-point shooter, But that's what the three-point shooting brings to the game, and it was exciting to watch.
And then right after that, Draymond Green punched Ernie Johnson in the nuts. It was crazy. I was like, wow, this guy's out of control.
He did not punch him in the nuts. That did not happen. There was some reaction on social media, as you can imagine, on SNY. Remember JJ?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'm going to be haunted forever by Tyrese Halliburton and the shot that's bouncing around Madison Square Garden, and with Reggie Miller in the stands doing the game. He's giving me that choke sign, for goodness sakes. Oh, it's his.
healthy.
It's one thing if it's game seven, it's game one, guys. Let's go.
Not going to be haunted forever if you win this series.
Exactly.
You'll forget about it. It'll just be another footnote in Knicks Pacers history.
If this would have been game seven in Madison Square Garden, and it ended this way, yeah, I'm all in on that. Now it's you got to scrub it, wipe it away, forget about it, and then come out and be even more motivated for game two on Friday night.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Jalen Brunson at 43 in the loss, also turned it over seven times. Game two tomorrow night at the Garden. Game two tonight in OKC for the Thunder and the T-Wolves. The baseball story, and we will start with the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and it's Yankee slugger Jason Dominguez as the Yankees beat the Rangers.
Pitch, spring ball, high fly ball, deep right field. This game is over! Into the second deck, Jason Dominguez, and the Yankees walk him off. Yankees win this game 4-3. Take first two games of this series.
And he is our Yankees Thrivewell player, a thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com.
Did you check out the pitcher's reaction as soon as he hit it?
Oh, you know, I didn't, actually.
You just see it, and he's like, oh, God.
Yep.
And by the way, I guess Aaron Boone's doing a good job managing.
Yeah, it seems like
Brian Cashman's doing a good job GMing.
Well, my goodness, has he?
Yeah, I mean, everything seems to be good right now in the Yankee world.
As we sit here on the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend, indeed.
Jason Dominguez, look at this.
The
somebody
Martian.
They've developed.
That's right. Drafted, developed, the whole, or signed, developed, the whole thing.
They actually have a nice blend of young players and veterans. They do.
They
really do. It's a well-put-together baseball team. I would say those. Yeah, I don't know if they're winning the World Series, but they're a pretty damn good team. You got some old guys. You got some young guys. You got Ben Rice. You got Dominguez. You got Volpe. And then you got old guys like LeMahieu and Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Even Grisham's a younger guy. Isn't he only in his like mid to late 20s?
What about Bellinger's playing well?
He's a little, more closer to 30, I think.
I mean, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys with 20 or more RBIs.
How about that?
How about that, Jerry?
About that? As for the Mets, so the Yankees will try and play today. Carlos Rodon, Nathan Eovaldi, if they get it in on Sports Radio 660 AM at 12:45.
Do everybody a favor and just call it.
Yeah, well, they got to get the gate. Right, aren't you going to wait that 12:35 game, kind of wait that out? They have a window. Sometimes there's a window you can play in. The Mets beat the Red Sox 5-1 as their offense actually showed a pulse.
The 0-2. Hit high in the air to left field and deep. Durant turns and looks. This one is gone. Off the light stanchion in left field. Francisco Lindor, finally a home run for the Mets. He makes it 5-1 on a bomb over the monster in left field.
Keith Rad, Mets Odyssey Radio.
A couple of things about managing. You talk about Aaron Boone doing a good job. Carlos Mendoza's fingerprints were all over this game. You know, he moved Soto to third.
Oh, please.
That
really worked his first two at-bats. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Sit down.
And then Beatty put in against a lefty.
Beatty's been good.
And that was the best one.
Absolutely.
He was great yesterday.
I said to Al, though, the headline really got me yesterday when it said, in stunning lineup shakeup, Soto dropped in the order. I'm like, wow, what did they do? And then I looked, I'm like, he's batting third. Like, that's not actually makes sense to me.
Worked for a day, you know?
Mendy.
Not really for him.
Oh, he had a sack fly. His first two at-bats.
By the way, he thought that ball was gone, too, again. That sack fly, he definitely thought that his reaction, he thought it was gone.
You know what that means? He's on it.
Sure.
He's on it,
all right.
Yeah. The swing is barrel up, right. Now we play What the Hell Is That Sound?
Oh, okay, I love this.
What's that sound? You remember that? I play a sound, and then you're going to try and tell me what you think. I'm not going to give you choices. You tell me what you think this sound did. Here's the sound for today. What do you think this sound is? And what game does that come from, and who is it?
That's Nick Pacers.
Maybe. Who is it, though? That's the question. But I'll take Nick's Pacers as your guess. What do you think, G?
Man, I have no idea who that
is. Not even
be.
A guess?
Is it someone who works here?
Not in this building, no.
I mean, yes, but not really.
You guys have a guest inside?
Ryan Hurley?
Sims?
Ryan, it is not
Ryan
Hurley.
It's not Dave Sims.
It is not Dave Sims. You guys have a guest inside? So far, I've got Dave Sims. I've got Ryan Hurley. Both wrong. Anybody. It did happen at a sporting event last night.
It's like the Bing Bong thing for the Pacers.
That is Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, wow.
And the Jason Dominguez home run.
Oh.
Now, here's the... It's a 30-second clip to get to it, but I'll give you the home run. You can hear how Ricky called it, and then you'll get to the clip in it.
Jackson Lenton.
Dominguez. Ahí va el batazo. Profundo por el derecho. El marciano la puso en órbita. Esa se va. Se va. Y se fue. Échale sazón. Eso es un home run. Jason Dominguez los dejó en el terreno a los Texas Rangers. ¡Qué tablazo número 6 por el jardín derecho! El marciano.
I mean, is that the Twilight Zone theme?
Yeah, because he called him the Martian.
Okay.
He referenced the Martian right before that.
Okay.
Wow. I love that.
That's fun.
That is great.
Now, did Ricky take that series off in Seattle as well, or was he there doing the Spanish language broadcast?
You jackass!
By the way, it wasn't the Seattle when he took off. It was the Athletics.
No, that's right. That's right.
He was in Seattle for that weekend.
He was sleeping in Seattle.
That's exactly right. There you go. Mets home for the Dodgers tomorrow night.
That is great.
And the Stars beat the Oilers 6-3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Poor CeeLo just came in here. He got bumped out of a round of golf, and he's whining to you about it.
I've never got a chance to play with you. Maybe one day before you retire and forget about me.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of a miscommunication.
Oh, maybe one day.
On Rascona's part. It's Rascona's fault, not my fault.
No, I know, but I'm sure he's going to go right to X now, CeeLo, and tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
You know, my future of playing with Boomer is very much up in the air.
But I told him, I said, just hang on because, you know, the other one is a loose yes.
Okay. Loose ends type guy?
Well, I mean, it's a loose yes. I mean, it could work out where the other guy does make it. I think he normally is a man of his word, but you just never know.
You just never know.
You know how that works.
Of course I know.
Things pop up. Things happen.
Yes, yes, they do. And things happened last night at the Garden we didn't like at the end of the game. It was amazing to watch a guy like Neesmith, who is not Steph Curry, who is not Kobe Bryant, who was not Michael Jordan, pull off what he pulled off. He could not miss in the fourth quarter. Knicks got sloppy, and here we are down 0-1. It was a miracle that had to happen. Halliburton shot as well.
I remember Craig and I did a Nets game, and I forgot who went off.
Darren Williams.
Darren Williams went off on threes that night.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. And, of course, you know, we go into the game talking about how is he going to be describing threes.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is what happens. It was like when we did the Brooklyn Cyclone game and we were discussing how we were going to do home runs. And, of course, the first guy up that day, supposedly nobody, there's no home run hitters in either lineup. And, of course, the first guy is up and it's home run. I mean, So last night reminded me of that, watching that Darren Williams go off of the Nets. Ugh.
Yep. Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Boomer? Geo, thanks for taking the call. First, I have to say, I can't even imagine what Evan's going to say this afternoon, but I'll leave that for later. So before the game starts, I put the TV on. I put 203 on to see MSG. I'm thinking the pregame is on, right, with Allen and all those other guys and Bill Pito and Wally. And they're playing the Game 7 94 Knicks Pacers. And every game I watch, I'm standing at the television. I'm not even sitting down with my all this water watching. And I'm telling you, I was like, I'm 48 now, and I'm getting jacked up for this game. I'm watching the Knicks. I'm watching Patrick. I'm watching Mason with his little baby jump hook. Harper hitting threes, and we win that game. And the greatest moment in that game is Patrick hugging that guy in the camel sport coat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The greatest moment of my life is like a regular person, except for my wife and my daughters. Sure. Anyway,
yep.
Watching this game last night, and I'm saying to myself, this is tremendous. We're going to get this game one win. And then the magic of the Pacers-Knicks on their side last night starts to happen. And as I'm waking up this morning, Boomer, I'm with you. It was awful. We wanted that game one victory. But you know what? In a way, I think this is also good because good comes from bad. And if that Halliburton, who I can't stand, and I just, you want to hate him, I really feel if we don't use that as motivation to get through these next six games, I don't know what it's going to be. But I firmly believe, like you do, Gio, we can win this series. It'll be tough. But if I look at NBA, the Knicks are always involved in the most interesting games. And as a fan, I'll take that any day of the week than popping threes or like what the Celtics did last year and just cruise through. But I'm excited. I was angry, but I'm happy. I mean, I just like to be here, right? As a sports fan, you want your team here.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you got to go with the ups, Chris. And you got to go with the ups and downs, man. That's all there is to it. I mean, the thing that we took out of this game, we said it early this morning at 6 o'clock. We'll say it again: is that the game was opened up. And really felt like you saw the athleticism that the Knicks have. And even with Jalen Brunson sitting on the bench and he not having a great night from the three-point line, he still was the engine that made the team roll. And then when he was down, OG Anunoby actually got involved. Campaign got involved. So
Look, I thought it was an amazing game. It was such a heartbreaking loss. But now we know how the Boston Celtic fans feel after game one and two.
Yeah, and I, Chris said, I agree with you. The Knicks can win this series. I mean, I think the Knicks still will win this series. I loved what I saw for 95% of the game. And, I mean, it's not like they got their doors blown off. It's not everybody's still healthy. I mean, it's just this was a miracle finish from a team that, by the way, the Pacers have been doing a lot of this. The Knicks did it to the Celtics. Now it happened to them. Long series, two good teams. We all thought it was going to be a seven-game series. Plaster that choke picture, like Boomer said, all over the practice facility, all over the garden, on everybody's locker, and come out and win game two and then take the series back, get the momentum back, which I believe they're going to do on Friday night. Is this the same Larry in Indiana that claimed he was going to drive out to the Kickoff to Summer show last year and then never did? I mean, that was, remember that whole thing?
Yes, I did.
We heard about Larry. He said he was going to drive and go to the Kickoff to Summer, and like his wife wasn't going to go or something, and he never showed up. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Boomer. Gio, how you doing?
Good, Larry. We're a little bit disappointed at what happened last night, but we're excited for a big Kickoff to Summer show tomorrow. Are you making the trek out this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I get to meet you and Boomer and Gio, I sure will.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course you would, Larry. Now, what happened last year?
Well, my father had a stroke.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I had to turn around and come back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Larry.
Hey, but if I get an opportunity to meet you and Boomer, that would be something that I'd never forget.
Well, listen, Larry, that's a lock. If you show up there, we'll spend some time with you. We'll talk to you for a while. I mean, I you know, if that's what you want to do, for sure. I mean, just be careful driving all the way out from Indiana. But, yeah, we'll spend some time.
I think Al would even have lunch with you.
I don't know about it. I'm not sure about
it. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've heard about Al's eating habits. I don't want no part of that.
Right, okay, so you're a man. Okay, good.
So what do you have to say about the game last night, Larry?
Hey, I have to be honest, you know, I really thought it was over. I thought it was over. And somehow we come back. But, hey, I give you guys credit. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, you know, Larry, and we hope to see you tomorrow and keep checking in. And obviously, if you can't make it, we understand. But if you do show up, we'll spend a lot of time with you. And good to hear from you again. But, I mean, yeah, I think all of us thought it was over, even though we just saw the Knicks come back from 20 points in the last series two games in a row.
All the ingredients for a comeback happened. Turnovers, poor inbound play, shot clock, not paying attention to it and not taking it deeper. I mean, like, all these things that have to happen ended up happening within the last 3 minutes. And it's like an avalanche of momentum that you're fighting against as an athlete. And I don't know what to tell you. It was an unbelievable game. I'm sitting there with 3 minutes to go, just like every other Knick fan out there going, man, this is a really good basketball game that our guys played, that you could see how well they matched up well. They got the ball to the hoop. They were hitting some 3-point shots that were key. But then you could say the same thing about the Pacers. And that's what makes this series so interesting. And this is why I do believe it will go seven games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.